Ryan Bloomfield, the club have officially announced Barry Smith as the new manager of Aldershot Town this afternoon. Can you talk us through how the whole selection process came about and how you made the decision to appoint Barry?
Yes, certainly, Tommy. First of all, we got approximately about 160 applications in, and some really good work done by Bob Green, our club secretary, first of all. He actually turned around and drew up the shortlist of the credible candidates, if I may say so. And that got it down to about 65. That list was actually circulated. I picked up on that list. I then did a small pre-seat on every manager. So when we got to the boardroom to discuss the 65 possibilities, that everyone could actually relate the manager to what he'd done previously. I think we maybe had a short list of initially about 12, which got down to about 7. And we actually, at the end, interviewed 7. And that actually did include Chris Barker as well, who we felt actually, you know, deserved the opportunity. Follow on from there, we turn around and had the interviews. The interviews were carried over just in one day. And then we actually went on to a couple of meetings where we discussed it very quickly. And we came to the unanimous decision that Barry Smith was the right man.
What was it that stood out with Barry Smith in particular for you?
I'm looking at it from a director's point of view. I'm looking at it from a supporter's point of view. I felt that he had a sense of integrity that I could relate on both levels, as a director and a supporter. And he was one of the few people that actually turned around and said what I could do for your club and what I want to do for your supporters. And that really resonated, not just me, but with the other board members as well. This club is all about the supporters and how we turn around and enjoy the football. And to have a manager that really wants to put out an exciting team for the supporters, not just for the sake that he wants to hold on to his job week by week, is a fresh breath air to me.
Barry Smith was a name that certainly went under the radar. I think as a football club, you kept that well under wraps. I suppose that was always the intention from the start.
To a certain degree. I mean, I had heard of anyone who has any, even a limited knowledge of Scottish football would have heard of Barry Smith, particularly with what he did at Dundee on the minus 25 points. When I saw that name, I thought, well, what a fit that would be. But I didn't for one moment think that he would actually turn around and relocate, which is what he's doing at the present moment in time.
You were a major part of the selection process, and what was the main criteria you personally were looking for?
I think it was in integrity, to be honest with you, Tommy. Everyone that we interview has a sense of integrity, I'm sure loyalty to the club they're going to. But there's something that just was that bit different with Barry. When you go onto a football field as a player, or you know, if you're sending players on there, you want everyone to be honest in their assumption of what they're going to do and what they're going to carry out. And I just felt that Barry was, you know, someone who I could actually, and the board could rely on, and the fans could rely on. The fit of what he said and how he came across seemed so right, and I have to say, it seemed for what the club is needed.
We must send our thanks out to Chris Barker and Matt Gray. You've mentioned Chris is staying on as assistant, but Chris and Matt come in when the team were at an all-time low, and they, you know, got the team together, galvanised the club in itself, and got us out of the relegation threat that we were under. You must send sincere thanks to Chris and Matt.
I think they did a superb job under difficult circumstances. Shahid Azim, the chairman, actually made that call to Chris one evening, and I have to say that the way they've actually carried out their duties can only be applauded. Great commitment, and I don't know what, you know, holds for the future for everyone, but I do hope that both Chris and Matt will be here for a long time, because if we can get a success on the field, the continuity of that management team can only add and continue to add to that success.
Is there scope for Barry to bring his own man in if he would like to?
I think that's something for Barry to think about. I mean, when you think that Chris is staying, I don't think that is going to be an option. I don't think that's going to be an option, but who knows?
Your thoughts on the season gone, Brian? We're sitting here today, we've just ended the season. There was a lot of optimism at the start of the season. Coming out of the CVA early, Andy Scott managing to get together an experienced squad of players. It didn't quite work out. I mean, what was your personal thoughts on the season just gone? Was it one of them where you were thinking, please just end and we can move on?
Well, I was there at Grimsby with you on Saturday, and I think it was a tired performance. I thought that we were slightly off the pace. It was a disappointing performance. I applaud the 102 fans that actually went there as a season, we have to be really disappointed. We have to be relieved the job that Chris and Matt did to keep us up. You could tell the difference surrounding this football club when they took over, and it was a marked change very quickly. I'd like to thank the players as well for actually doing that for the football club as well, because it wasn't just Chris and Matt, it was the players who came together and put a lot of effort and time into making it happen.
And finally for me, Brian, the board are now in their third season of the original three-year plan. What are your expectations, and what is the ambition for this season?
Well, the ambitions for this season coming is we should be there or about on the playoffs. In fact, you know, I don't want to put any undue pressure, but I think, like any supporter, I think we would be disappointed if we wouldn't push them for the playoffs. If everyone's pulling together, I think we'll have a very good season. My hope is that it's going to be a playoff place.
Well, Brian, thanks for joining me, and appreciate you taking the time to speak.
Thanks, Tommy.